Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
What we seek. I'm reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 6 to 7. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And in Matthew's Gospel we read, Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all, these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6, verses 31 to 33. In this passage, Jesus explains God's attention to our needs. He asks that we consider the lilies of the field and the fowls of the air in our need of food and raiment. And in Luke, Jesus tells us that not one sparrow is forgotten, and that the very hairs of our head are numbered. These passages of Scripture hold a convicting message on the power of faith and the love of God. All seasons bring spiritual analogies. Spring especially brings new life observations for us to consider. Flowers bloom, birds sing and build nests. All nature tells us of the bountiful message of God's love. Many of us enjoy watching the birds that come to the feeders in our backyards. Praise God for reminding us that He created the world and all its beauty to reassure us of His detailed love and His provisions for us, the sheep of His pasture. These are principles that God wants us to consider. But, like the little foxes that steal the grapes, our natural tendency to worry and the challenges of daily living draw us away from God's blessed assurance. When we worry, we are seeking positive solutions to problems. God knows our need. Our interest prompts us to look for things that fit that interest. Our background forms the way we approach the world and what we seek. On so many occasions, we are driven by our own needs and wants. Prayer works better. So as we consider the fowls of the air and the lilies of the field, let's remember Philippians 4, verse 19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May we own and trust this promise through faith. And may we remember the words of the poet Frederick Lehman, who wrote, O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. Here is our prayer. Thank you, God, for your great and merciful love. May we reflect your grace in our lives and in what we seek. Amen. This devotion was written by Stephen Hankel and read by Susan Daves.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.